Welcome to Midpoint. I'm Sean Canaan. I'm the host of Midpoint Monday. Today, we're going to look at several issues, from guns to Islamophobia to the giant sewage dump into Tampa Bay and the sinkhole on Mosaic property that's leaking pollution into the Florida aquifer. We're going to take your calls, so here's how you can join the conversation. If you want to talk about any of these topics, we'll probably also get to the debate as well. The number is 813-239-9663. If you call that number right now, you'll be first on the air, 813-239-9663. You can also email your question or comment to dj@wmnf.org. You can text us at 813-433-0885. I want to begin the show by reading an email that was just sent by the office of Governor Rick Scott, and it has to do with, we're presuming that it has to do with the Mosaic sinkhole and other natural disasters and other disasters that have happened recently. And the title, the subject line of the email, Governor Scott, I am directing immediate change to public notification laws following pollution incidents. Here's the body. It's Dateline Tallahassee. Today, following the sewage spill in Pinellas County and the sinkhole at Mosaic's New Wales facility, Governor Scott is directing Florida Department of Environmental Protection Secretary John Steverson to issue an emergency rule that establishes new requirements for public notification of pollution incidents to take effect immediately. This emergency rule will ensure the public, local governments, and DEP are notified within 24 hours by all responsible parties following a pollution incident. It continues, Governor Scott will also propose legislation during the next legislative session to ensure the public is kept informed of incidents of pollution that may cause a threat to public health and to Florida's air and water resources. This legislation will amend current law, which only requires public notification when pollution moves off-site of where the incident took place and threatens public health. This legislation will put the 24-hour public notification requirements into law, as well as increase the fine amounts and penalties on any violators. I'm going to continue reading since I think this is a really important topic that's getting some attention these days. It goes on to say, Governor Scott said it does not make sense that the public is not immediately notified when pollution incidents occur. And this is why I'm directing DEP to immediately issue an emergency rule implementing strict requirements for public notification within 24 hours. Today, I'm demanding any business, county, or city government responsible for a pollution incident to immediately tell the public. That is common sense, and our residents deserve that. So if you'd like to weigh in on this, give us a call. 813-239-9663 is directed at two water emergencies that we've been dealing with over the last month or so here in West Central Florida. The pollution that leaked out of sewage treatment plants and wastewater treatment plants in Pinellas County and in other cities and counties around the area during Hurricane Hermine and Tropical Storm Hermine. Also, the sinkhole that opened up under a giant phosphogypsum stack near New Wales, near Mulberry in Polk County, near the Hillsborough County line on Mosaic property. So if these are topics that concern you and you want to weigh in on what Governor Scott is doing today, give us a call, 813-239-9663. I'm going to continue reading from the email. The quote from Governor Scott says, while DEP was on site to investigate the situation at Mosaic in less than 24 hours and followed current state laws to notify the public, our laws are outdated and must immediately be changed. When we find laws, rules, and regulations that aren't common sense, it is incumbent on us to immediately make changes like we're doing today. Not only am I directing the emergency rule to begin today, but I will fight for legislation next session to ensure the 24-hour public notification requirements are codified in law and the penalties to any violators are severely strengthened. That's part of a quote from Governor Rick Scott. It continues, tomorrow I will be at Mosaic's New Wales facility to get a briefing from company officials and to view the sinkhole. Last week I directed DEP to immediately investigate the sewage spill in Pinellas County and also to expedite their investigation into the sinkhole at Mosaic. I also directed DOH, that's Department of Health, to immediately assist DEP to ensure our drinking water is safe. Both of these investigations are still ongoing, and should a violation be found, all responsible parties will be held accountable with appropriate penalties and sanctions once DEP concludes their work. We must do everything we can to ensure residents and visitors have access to clean and safe water and are informed when incidents occur that could potentially have an impact on their health. So that's an email today from Governor Rick Scott's office. We'd like to hear what you think. 813-239-9663. Are you a resident near New Wales in eastern, well, near eastern Hillsborough or in western Polk County near Mulberry in that area. And are you getting your water tested? And what's the results been so far? Or are you confident in the third party that, that Mosaic has hired to test the water? And what do you think about Governor Scott's new action today? Because people weren't notified right away about that spill, about that sinkhole. 813-239-9663. We have a lot of other things that, that I want to talk about today as well. And let's talk, let's hear the latest about what we know about the spill in Pinellas. In on Friday, Governor Rick Kreisman gave us an update about the Albert Witted sewage treatment plant, when it might be back online or if it would be back online and what the decision making would be regarding that. I played some of this on Friday, but it's good to play again. Let's listen to what we know about the Albert Witted plant.
That's a decision that we've said to council we'd like direction from you on. The consultant's report indicated that they weren't necessarily supportive of that because they thought that the cost of it and the time it would take would be better spent increasing the capacity at the other plants. But if that's the direction that council wants to go, we're willing to do it. You know, the timeline fully online, fully meeting DEP requirements is roughly 4 years. So again, you know, that's a long time. But there are things that we're looking at doing short term to increase capacity and our ability to do things, even if it's not fully online at Albert Witted.
So that's St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman talking about the Albert Witted plant. It's closed now, and there was a report in about 2014 that said that there would be problems or there could be problems if that plant was closed. And the mayor said that he didn't see the report, and he fired, essentially put on unpaid leave two supervisors that he felt were responsible for why he didn't see it and why city council wasn't made aware of that report. And so just before we go to the phones, let's play one more soundbite from Mayor Kreisman from last Friday, where he's talking about the update of on the sewage spill and this report and what his actions have been since the spill.
The update is, as a result of last night's meeting, we are, as quickly as we can, moving forward with the external investigation to try and figure out when was that report and why was that report ordered. Who saw that report, but most importantly, why council didn't see that report and why I didn't see that report until it just came out, this month. In addition, we are going to, through our procurement process, going to be expediting the work on the project itself. We're going to go from 5 days a week to 7 days a week. We've got a staffer that's in procurement that's going to be doing nothing but water resources so that doesn't get delayed in the procurement process.
So you plan on spending $60 million in the next year, is that right? What's the timeline for what people might see?
So we're going to be putting out a formal timeline of the projects that are going to be encompassed in that money. Within the next couple weeks, you'll see that timeline come out. But it's going to be going toward, some of it will be going toward relining of the pipes and starting the process of increasing the capacity at the plant. And then over the next 5 years in water resources, we've got almost $230 million total budgeted. And we're going to be doing, I believe it's $8 million a year for the next 10 years on pipes. But we also have to address the laterals. That is a real problem. We get a lot of intrusion through the laterals. And if we don't address laterals and all we're doing is pipes, and we're still going to have an issue. We also hope that the other communities that we service we'll do some work in their communities, because it's hard for us to process their waste when we're getting more of their waste than we need.
That's St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman, and he was speaking on Friday in St. Pete about the sewage problem. He also went on to say that, you know, if we have another rain event like we had in late August, that this is going to happen again unless the infrastructure is improved, which is, I guess, what they're trying to do. And we heard earlier about Governor Rick Scott taking action to say that when an emergency like this happens, that the public needs to be notified more quickly. Also regarding the Mosaic sinkhole. And we'd like to hear what you have to say. We'll go now to the phones. Tyrell will be the first person on. I'm going to go to him in a second after I give out the number. The number for you to call if you want to weigh in on this, 813-239-9663. 9663, or if you want to text us, it's 813-433-0885. You can email us at dj@wmnf.org. Tyrell from Tampa, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, good afternoon. Actually, Jarrell, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jarrell. Thanks for calling.
Good, good. I've been called a lot worse. Don't worry, I ain't take offense. I just want to say, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. The thing that's been bogging on my mind, I understand it's got to be covered and all, but a radical terrorist, Muslim terrorist, killed five people, murdered five people, including a cancer survivor, at a mall in Washington State. And this is happening way too much for me, and I'm heartbroken over it. I know someone who knows someone who would have that. So that's all I got to say, brother. You have a good day. Peace.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate that. 813-239-9663. Andy in Sarasota. Is this Andy Mele?
Yes, it is, Sean. Hey, how are you?
So we should identify you then, that you, I should let people know that you're going to be a guest on Rob's show later on in the week as well, right?
That's correct, on Wednesday.
And you are concerned about the Mosaics bill. Why don't you tell us why you called in?
Well, I called in because you asked us what we thought about Governor Scott issuing this order, changing the rules about, how quickly a polluter has to notify the public of an event. Obviously, it's too little too late. This is coming from a guy, you talked about the St. Pete, the Pinellas County sewage discharge, and the New Wales sinkhole as the two water crises. We've actually had a third one that's statewide, which is coming from Rick Scott's collusion with the pulp and paper industry to empower his DEP to increase the levels of 23 toxic chemicals in our water, the water we drink and everything. So, in the stroke of a pen, Rick Scott has done probably more harm to the state's public health and water quality than Mosaic has by having the sinkhole. The sinkhole is certainly more spectacular, and it's, in a sense, Scott is jumping off the publicity bandwagon. Everybody's, the law firms are grandstanding. Aaron Brockovich is grandstanding. Everybody's grandstanding. Rick Scott is grandstanding. I think it's just an outrage. The EPA settlement that was reached with Mosaic gives them about 30 years to start cleaning up these gyp stacks. It gives a whole additional generation of Florida residents an opportunity to live and be exposed to chronic exposure to a variety of toxic chemicals and radioactivity, especially the poorer communities that are around these stacks. It's just, it's a bad situation. Mosaic needs to be called on the carpet and made to start remediating these things now, today. They need to be escorted in a perp walk out of the state forever, and the stacks need to be closed up. There's no other solution to this problem. This is the third sinkhole, and twice stack breaches have basically sterilized the Alafaya River. What's it going to take to get people to wake up and to get the folks out with the torches and pitchforks to storm the gates of the castle?
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in. People can tune in to Rob Lori's show at 11 o'clock on which day this week to hear more
Wednesday.
About this.
It's Wednesday, sir.
All right. So Wednesday at 11. Please come back if you're interested in this Mosaic topic. Please listen Wednesday at 11. All right. Thanks for calling, Andy.
You bet. Thank you.
Hey, thanks. Let's I'm going to give out the number again, then we'll go to Lisa in just a second, but it's 813-239-9663. If you want to weigh in on this conversation, you can text us at dj@wmnf.org you can email us at dj@wmnf.org or text us at 813-433-0885. As promised, Lisa in Clearwater. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Well, I kind of sound like a broken record to some of my environmentalist friends, but Clearwater in 1991, we realized that we, League of Women Voters, Natural Resources Committee, realized that we needed to adopt the stormwater fee to start to get the pipes retrofitted and improve the infrastructure, and also get the Marshall Street plant back in shape. It was built in 1937. And so we adopted for $3 a month per household, single family. There was different equations for the apartments and condos. But now we're up to over $14 a month that we pay on our monthly utility bill for stormwater fee, plus it's going up again. I can't remember if it's 2% or 3%. The other cities are just going to have to step up and you know, adopt the fees. I think the county just adopted the fee like 5 years ago. But it's the only way we're going to address the problem. These pipes are old. The infrastructure needs to be retrofitted.
And do you think that the besides Clearwater, I guess what you're saying is that Clearwater took the right steps, and that are the other counties and cities in the region doing enough right now, in your opinion?
No, they, you know, again, it's hindsight, but, you know, I've been ragging on this for years that they, other cities should have done and should be doing what Clearwater did. Now, I'm not going to say Clearwater, you know, now we've got the problem with all this development on Clearwater Beach, which, of course, produces more sewage and more trash pickup. And, you know, I actually went to the podium last week to ask the city, you know, are there impact fees for these huge developments on Clearwater Beach? Or is our stormwater fee going to address those new issues caused by new development? I didn't get a straight answer on that one. I have to pursue that again. But also, the Marshall Street plant in Clearwater, you know, they also had an issue, and that plant's been dumping into Stevenson Creek, which used to be a gorgeous, pristine creek, you know, many, you know, 30, 40, maybe even longer years ago. But since that plant has had a capacity issue, and it's been fined, you know, by the EPA, and again, recently it was a stormwater issue and a pump. Apparently it was a pump issue, but there should be backups. I mean, you can't rely on one, even two backups. You should know that this is not going to happen.
And
I wouldn't mind you taking a look at what's going on at the Marshall Street plant in Clearwater. We just need to make our elected officials accountable.
And Lisa,
even
with the job that Clearwater's doing, they still released 31.7 million gallons of stormwater, partially treated and untreated sewage into the waterways.
Agree, and I've addressed that at the council meeting and with each councilman, and yeah, even with that money that we have, that's the question now: where is that money going? Is it truly going to fix the infrastructure that we've had, or is some of that money going for all this new development on Clearwater Beach? I asked the question at the city council meeting. You know, is there an impact fee for them? You know, you really need to sit down, you know, with an accounting background to figure all this out. Where is the money going? How much is the new development paying for impact fees? Does the Marshall Street plant have the ability, the capacity? You know, our councilman said, oh, it's not a capacity issue at Marshall Street plant. It was a problem with a pump failure. What difference does it make if it's dumping sewage, you know, untreated sewage or partially treated sewage into Stevenson Creek? That's all we need to know. We need to fix it. There's no excuse.
All right, thanks so much.
Was appropriated, and there's no excuse.
Thank you for calling, Lisa. We're going to move on, and we're going to go to some other calls in just a second. I want to remind people that you're listening to Midpoint on WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM and WMNF.org. It's 12:25 in the afternoon. My name is Sean Canaan. I'm the host of Midpoint Monday, every Monday on WMNF, and tomorrow the host will be your hero, Mark Bureau. Also, I want to mention that our fall membership drive starts next Saturday. So please, this coming Saturday, please help this show, Midpoint, get a head start by giving through WMNF.org, or you can call our business office here at 813-238-8001 to make a donation by phone, or you can make a donation on our smartphone app. So thanks so much in advance for your support next week, next Monday on WMNF's Midpoint. Let's go now back to the phones, and the number to call is 813-239-9663 or DJ at WMNF.org. Rick in Tampa, what's on your mind, Rick?
Hey, good afternoon. I have a quick question. This is just out of curiosity. Mosaic, what kind of activity they do that they need a radioactive element? I'm just surprised.
All right, well, there's natural radioactivity in the soil. And so when Mosaic digs up, they dig up like the top 20 or 30 or 40 feet of topsoil, and then they hit what's called the matrix, which is where the phosphorus is, which is where the the product is that they're going to mine to make fertilizer. And all that gets stored, all the waste products get stored in these mountains, these phosphogypsum stacks or these clay settling areas. And there's just a natural amount of radiation that's always in the, you know, that's in the ground everywhere. And it just gets concentrated in the process. And so that's why it's the water that's above these phosphogypsum stacks is slightly radioactive, because there's just a higher concentration of radioactivity once you concentrate all of this, the mining waste.
Okay, that's really good information. I just have a quick comment on Rick Scott's email or the letter. It's really good that, you know, now, at least now, finally, he's putting people to accept their mistake. And I would say he needs to go one step forward and find out and make some kind of law that if the responsible person needs to face a jail, just not the paid leave time. You know, we need to make a strict law so, you know, next person will afraid to make a similar mistake. Thank you.
So jails in addition to fines or getting an administrative punishment?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
You know, need to have a strict law.
All right, thanks so much, Rick.
Thank you.
If you'd like to weigh in on any of these issues, 813-239-9663. You can also email us at dj@wmnf.org. You can also shoot us a text at 813-433-0885. Let me read a couple of text messages before we transition to our second half of the program very shortly. Shannon out there in cyberspace writes, you stated there's 31.7 million gallons pumped into the bay. The actual number is 128 million gallons. I was specifically talking about what Clearwater pumped, not into Tampa Bay, into waterways near Clearwater. So this is a breakdown that I clipped out of the Tampa Bay Times last week, I think it was. So St. Petersburg dumped, so this is raw and partially treated sewage and wastewater, stormwater that was dumped after Hurricane Hermine, which was a tropical storm here. St. Petersburg led the league with 151 million gallons of water released. And Pasco County had 36.8, Clearwater 31.7 million, Largo 24.4, Pinellas County 10 million. City of Tampa, 1.7 million. So, and then after this list came out, Dunedin announced that it had dumped 160,000 to 180,000 gallons of water. So the total of all of those dumps was about 256 million gallons. And the number I was referring to just a minute ago with our resident Lisa in Clearwater was Clearwater's share, which was 31.7. But you're right, 128 is the number you're quoting me, Shannon, from this Times article, but that's been updated to 151 million gallons. So thanks for pointing that out. 813-239-9663. Let me read this text message from Dave Falwell in Gulfport. I think there should be a countywide building moratorium until the infrastructure of the sewer system is corrected. We can't keep adding to the system if we can't handle what we already have to deal with, is from Dave in Gulfport. So those are what people are weighing in on. And one thing I also have a question for people about is, that's true, what Dave just said is true, but a lot of this wasn't what's being flushed down the toilet. A lot of it was simply that there was so much rain that the stormwater system was overrunning even the sewage system. So it commingled, and most of what got dumped probably was rainwater mixed with sewage and partially treated sewage. 813-239-9663. Shannon wrote back to say those are unbelievable numbers. And I also have an email for people reminding us that Jill Stein is coming to Tampa, to Ybor City on Wednesday night. It was originally at USF, as Rob mentioned earlier, but the Green Party presidential nominee will be speaking at the Cuban Club in Ybor City Wednesday night. Doors open at 6:30. That's this Wednesday in the event. You don't need a ticket or anything to get to that event, is what Brian out there is telling us. If you'd like to, we're going to take a break right now and go to hear some great music, and we'll come back in just a moment and we'll talk about Islamophobia and guns. What's the connection? So stay tuned to WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM. Here's some Bob Marley. Bob Marley and the Wailers. You're listening to WMNF Tampa, 88.5 FM. My name is Sean Canaan. I'm the host of Midpoint Monday. In just a second, we're going to go to take a to our guest who is with the Council on American Islamic Relations. I want to read one last email that came in during the first segment of the show. Les writes, Les in Brooksville writes, oddly, Rick Scott has suddenly become an environmentalist. Why? Press coverage. He has systematically dismantled all of the gains made to protect Florida's environment over the past 20 years. This includes appointing his own henchmen to lead DEP, dismantling water management districts and the regional water management authorities. And now he's increasing limits on hazardous chemicals in Florida waterways. It'll take another 20 years to repair the damage this man has done. That comment is from the email of Les in Brooksville. So thank you for that.